Grange, Ontario. Please stay on the line to be connected. The teleform is currently in progress. Please note that this call may be recorded.
Our plan was quite different. In fact, our plan is to use the existing sites that we have at Nanticoke to move from coal into natural gas. There you have a willing host. You already have the transmission lines in place. That makes a lot more sense. But here's what I'll say back to you, Susan. I mean, that's what our plan is. Why is Dalton McGuinty suddenly changing his mind just 12 days before Election Day? I think this smells of political opportunism. It was their idea to begin with. So are they really going to cancel it? Or they go ahead with it or put it somewhere else in Mississauga? They haven't quite explained exactly what their plans are. Ours has been clear from the beginning. We use existing sites like Nanticoke for natural gas plants. We've always wanted to work with willing host communities in projects that make sense.
I want to go to the local candidate for Mississauga South, Jeff Janicek. Jeff, Susan's asked a clear question. I've heard rumors that these work crews have just been sent home for 2 weeks. What are you hearing today?
Chad, you know, I've been hearing that as well. I think that this is probably just a 12-day pause by the McGuinty Liberals on the construction of this plant. And I got to tell you, as we've been knocking on doors, you know, three times a day, every single day, we've heard from people that have been up in arms about this plant, saying, you know, the McGuinty Liberals, here they go again, imposing something on our community that people didn't want without proper consultation. And so, absolutely, the Tim Hudak government will definitely cancel this plant. And Dalton McGuinty, you just can't trust 12 days before an election, he comes out with a promise, you know, reversing his own policy. It's just cheap opportunism.
Star 3, if you want to ask a question today on this telephone town hall with Tim Hudak, the leader of the Ontario PC Party, and Jeff Janicek, the Ontario PC Party's candidate in Mississauga South. Star 3 to throw out tough questions to either of these gentlemen. Tom is on the line with a question about debt and deficit. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. What's your specific question for Jeff and Tim?
Hi, Jeff and Tim. Yeah, my question is this. The government is running at about a $16 billion deficit this year. They have a total debt of somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 billion. How in the world are we going to take, what sort of policies will we have to eventually eliminate that deficit and to pay down that debt?
Well, I'm going to throw that to Tim Hudak, the leader of the Ontario PC Party first. Tim, what do you say about the challenges of debt deficit?
No, it is a huge challenge. Let me put this into perspective. You know, my little girl, Miller, was born in October of 2007, so during the last election campaign, and she'll be turning four in a couple weeks in the middle of this election campaign. And do you know how much debt Dalton McGuinty's put on her back in her four short years on this planet? Over $7,000 in debt on her back alone for the McGuinty government's overspending. And you know that doesn't go away. It has to be paid back plus interest, which means higher taxes down the road. It means reduced services. Jeff Janicek and I will go down a different path. We'll actually set priorities. We'll balance the budget of the province of Ontario and make the necessary decisions to do so we don't keep putting more and more debt on our kids and our grandkids. So how we do that is in our plan called Changebook. You can get it through Jeff's office or changebook.ca. But here's a quick summary. We'll set two priorities, health and education. Funding will increase in those areas. It's the right thing to do. Everywhere else, we'll find 2 cents on every dollar we spend outside of health and education each and every year till we balance the books. I know it won't be easy, but it must be done. And it's the same thing that every household, every business has had to do. We need to run the government more like a business and respect every tax dollar sent to Queen's Park. So, Tom, that's how we'll balance the books and stop putting more debt on the backs of our kids. And we'll allow Dalton McGuinty, we'll open up the floodgates of spending again and pass on even more costs to our kids and our grandkids.
Okay, we've got callers coming in. If you want to join our telephone town hall this afternoon with Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party, and Jeff Janicek, the candidate for Mississauga South, star 3 to join our telephone town hall with a question or a comment today. Star 3 to join the call with a comment or a question. We want to know what you're thinking is important, what questions you want answered, as we are 12 days out from a provincial election here in Ontario. Prakash is on the line. Question, I believe, about hydro bills. Prakash, thanks so much for joining us. What is your question for Jeff Janicek and Tim Hudak?
I recently moved from Vancouver, and the hydro rate in Ontario is twice as much as that in Vancouver. Why is it so? I understand that Hydro One is mismanaged, and I want to know from you people what you're going to do about it.
Okay, throw that to Tim first. Tim, what do you say about hydro in this province, and what's the problem?
It has moved from one of our strengths as a province to a significant weakness. Our skyrocketing hydro bills mean families have less money in their pockets to spend on what they want to spend on. That costs us jobs. And secondly, skyrocketing hydro bills mean that businesses are less likely to expand here or start up here. And it certainly costs us jobs because businesses are worried about where hydro bills are going. It used to be a strength for Ontario. We have Niagara Falls. We have nuclear stations that deliver power at an affordable base rate. The government of India has done a couple of things. One, he's expanded the size of the hydro bureaucracy. He's brought in a brand new hydro bureaucracy called the Ontario Power Authority. Secondly, he signed some very expensive energy experiments, up to 80 cents for power for green energy, where the price of power is 5 or 6 cents in the marketplace. And then the cherry on the sundae, to top it all off, we have to take that power even if we don't need it, and we end up having to pay New York and Quebec to take that power off our hands. We need a very different approach, one that will focus on affordability and reliability for hydro. That's why we'll say no more of these 80-cent power contracts. We'll actually close down that brand-new hydro bureaucracy, the Ontario Power Authority, which has gone from 15 to 300 employees, most of whom make over $100,000 a year. Close that down. And instead of Dalton McGuinty's flip-flops, his last-minute changes and plans like we have in Mississauga, like we had in Oakville, we'll end up paying for power that never comes. We actually have a plan to put that power in place in communities that are willing hosts, that are asking for these plans, like Nanticoke, as opposed to trying to put it down in Mississauga. And who knows where Dalton McGuinty's going to put the plant next if he changes his site today. We all know it's got to go somewhere in the Liberals' model in Peel Region. I hope he's honest and just tells us where in Mississauga he wants to put it next.
That is Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. We also have Jeff Janicek. Jeff is the candidate for Mississauga South. I want to ask a poll question to all the participants on the line today. Dalton McGuinty has said today that he is going to not proceed with, he's going to cancel the half-built power plant in Mississauga and Etobicoke. Do you believe he's going to keep this promise? Some say this is an election tactic and work crews will be back in 2 weeks. Do you believe Dalton McGuinty is going to keep this promise to shut down this power plant development? If you believe Dalton McGuinty is in fact closing this power plant and not proceeding, please press 1. If you do not believe him and think development on the power plant will resume, please press 2. If you believe Dalton McGuinty can be taken at his word that this power plant in Etobicoke and Mississauga is not proceeding, please press 1. If you believe he will break his promise, please press 2. I'd ask everyone on the call to key in an answer now. I want to go back to Jeff Janicek. Jeff, what are people saying about this today, this unbelievable announcement around the power plant?
People are just saying that this is just a shocking reversal. For more than 4 or 5 years, Dalton McGuinty's Liberals have planned this plant, and then on the eve of the election, 12 days before, they say they're going to cancel a half-built plant. I don't think anyone takes them at the word. Certainly, Dalton McGuinty has a record of breaking promises. This is just one more tactic that the Liberals drag out at election time to try and buy votes.
Okay. Jeff, what will the PC party do if elected? What will Jeff Janicek and Tim Hudak do if elected as it comes to this power plant?
Tim Hudak, Ontario PC government, will cancel this plant dead in its tracks.
Now, did you just come to this position today?
No. We have always been against this power plant. We don't think that power plants should go into communities that don't want them. We should consult with local communities, see where power plants work best, and use willing hosts. Use places like Nanticoke where, we can change them from being coal-powered to gas. We should find communities that actually want them instead of just imposing things on communities. That's the approach that Tim Hudak government will take, is to actually consult with local communities and put things where people want them.
*3 to ask a question this afternoon on this telephone town hall. *3 to ask a question of either Jeff Janicek or Tim Hudak on this telephone town hall. Welcome if you've just joined. We've got Jeff Janicek running for office in Mississauga South as the Ontario PC Party candidate. Jeff's managed to deliver for us Tim Hudak, the leader of the Ontario Party. Both gentlemen are taking questions. *3 if you want to join our telephone town hall. Mary is waiting on the line with a question about the power plant. Mary, welcome to our telephone town hall. What's your question?
Hi, Tim.
What's your question?
I want to make a comment. I do not believe this power plant's going to be gone.
Okay, why?
I do not believe a thing Dalton McGinty tells me.
Okay.
Because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, you watch, that power plant's going to be gone before the election. He said, oh, no, that's a done deal. I said, if I had $1 million right now, I said, I'd bet it. And there I go. There he comes along. He's going to close it? Forget it.
I want to, Mary, thank you so much for your comments. I know you feel strongly. I want to get Jeff Janicek on the line. Jeff, what do you say to Mary's comments?
Mary, you're exactly right. We cannot trust Dalton McGinty. I mean, you have to remember, for 5 years, Dalton McGinty has been planning to build this power plant in our backyards. And just 12 days before an election, he backtracks on a half-built plant. Nobody trusts Dalton McGinty, and everyone in Mississauga knows that if we want to cancel this plant dead in its tracks, we have to elect a Tim Hudak Ontario PC government.
That is Jeff Janicek. We've got Tim Hudak on the line, the leader of the Ontario PC Party. Mary's been on the line. Mary says she doesn't believe that this plan is actually canceled, that this is an election trick. Tim, what do you say?
Oh, I think Mary's right. I mean, just why should you trust Dalton McGinty? I mean, he's been planning this plant in Mississauga for, Jeff said, I think 6 years now. And you're telling me, what, 12 days before an election campaign, he suddenly changed his mind? He's worried about losing his seats. So he's making any promise he can, but we know what happens to Dalton McGinty. Promises once he gets elected, he breaks them one by one. I agree with Mary. She should have bet that $1 million. She'd be a rich woman today.
That is Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. Star 3, if you want to throw a question out to either Jeff Janicek or Tim Hudak today. Want to go to Matthew. Matthew has a question about the HST. Matthew, thanks so much for waiting patiently on the line. What's your question for Jeff Janicek and Tim Hudak? Matthew, are you on the line?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Matthew, we can barely hear you. Go ahead.
Just wanted to ask whether the HST tax increase, whether he would make that revenue neutral by reducing the provincial income tax and sales taxes.
Okay, good question about taxes. I'm going to throw that to Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. Just before Tim starts, star 3, if you want to throw out a question to Jeff Janicek and Tim Hudak this afternoon, star 3 on your handset now. Tim, what do you say to Matthew on the HST? Are you going to do anything about it?
Yeah, we're going to give families relief, particularly middle-class families and seniors. The plan that Jeff Janicek and I have is in Changebook. You can get it through Jeff or at changebook.ca. But for a typical middle-class family, it works out to be about $1,000 per year in relief that you can spend on your priorities, whether it's taking that family vacation, and I encourage you to try Niagara, whether it's fixing up the home. That will help spur job creation. People have the confidence to spend again. So let me give you some details about what this means. First, when it comes to the HST, we're going to take the HST off your heat and your home hydro bill. And we live in Canada. Heating your home is hardly a luxury. And to put the HST on heat was particularly cruel. It'll come off no matter you use gas, electricity, propane, or oil. Secondly, the hydro bills have gone up enough as it is. That's why Jeff Janicek and I will take the HST off your hydro, and we'll take that debt retirement charge off your hydro bill to boot. I mean, that debt retirement charge, we've already paid more than our fair share as homeowners. That's why it'll come off the bill. Dalton McGinty wants to make it a permanent tax grab. Jeff and I will take it off. The second aspect of this is a middle-class income tax cut, a 5% reduction on your first $75,000 of income when it comes to provincial income taxes. And third, we'll allow for income sharing in our province, up to $50,000. This will be particularly helpful to Mississauga families who have a stay-at-home spouse, maybe watching the kids or an elderly adult in the home, a spouse who's working part-time, or if there's a differential between the wages of the two spouses. For a typical middle-class family in Mississauga, that's anywhere from $400 to $1,400 in relief. The last thing I wanted to chat is part of our relief package, those eco fees, those eco taxes. I mean, there's nothing but another sneaky tax grab that does nothing for the environment. It just adds to the family burden. That sneaky eco tax will be gone for good.
That is Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. Do you want to throw out a question to Tim or to Jeff Janicek, both of whom are on the line today? Star 3 to get on our telephone town hall, throw a question to either gentleman. John's been waiting patiently on the line with a question about the power plant. John, what's your question for Tim Hudak and Jeff Janicek?
Hi, guys. Actually, just to read more of a comment, my wife and I we got a call this morning from
the Liberal Party, because I live in Mississauga South, about this, the announcement today.
Yeah.
And my concern, really a comment, was the mayor of Mississauga was there, and she said that she met with McGuinty back in February of 2011 and was rest assured then that the plant wouldn't go forward. I guess my question, and I never got an answer from Hazel or the councilor there, why it took so long. I guess my question to you, Tim, as the premier, if you were premier back in February, would it take you this long to come forward?
I'm going to throw that to Tim Hudak first and then to Jeff Janicek. Tim, what do you say about the whole way this power plant issue's unfolded?
Well, Tom's right to be cynical. No, of course not. I mean, if Don McGuinty planned to do this in February, he would have done it in February. I just don't believe him. I mean, this is something that he has been saying is the right thing to do for 6 years. He was steadfast behind this gas plant in Mississauga. And then, what, he sees some bad polls, and 12 days before Election Day, he suddenly got religion? I just don't believe it. I think we all know what happens to Don McGuinty promises. He just breaks it after the next election campaign. The only way to get real change, send in Jeff Janicek. He'll be an MPP that works hard for Mississauga South, be part of a PC government that actually has a hydro plan that makes sense. Take the HST, the debt retirement charge, off your hydro bill, and to put plants in willing host communities, especially areas like Nanticoke, to convert coal to natural gas. The community wants the plant. They already have the transmission in place. That makes a lot more sense than the Liberal plan to put gas plants in Mississauga and Oakville.
That is Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. Do you want to throw a question out this afternoon to Tim Hudak or to Jeff Janicek about what's going on in your community? We have an election 12 days from now in Ontario, just 12 days away. I want to ask a quick question. You've joined this telephone town hall today. Many of you may be interested in the PC Party's position, Jeff Janicek's position, that this power plant never should have been built and that the promise today from the Liberals is a temporary one, that it will still proceed if they are reelected. So the question for you is, are you interested in taking a lawn sign to support Jeff Janicek and Tim Hudak in this provincial election? If yes, please press 1. If no, please press 2. If yes, you're interested in the 12 days remaining in this provincial election, take a lawn sign from Jeff Janicek and his team. They'll come and deliver it and then take it away at the end of the campaign. No muss, no fuss. Please press 1 now. If you are not interested in a lawn sign, please press 2. So I would ask everyone on the call to key in one of those two answers. 1 for yes, you would like a lawn sign. 2 for no. If you can key in your answer now. We'll keep going with questions. Vera is waiting on the line, has a question about jobs in Ontario. Vera, welcome. What's your question?
I wanted to know what they plan to do with job creation in Ontario, mainly construction.
Okay, Vera, I'm going to throw that to Tim Hudak first. Tim, anything you can do in regards to creating jobs, particularly when it comes to the construction industry?
Our plan will make Ontario the best place in all of Canada to get a good job. And I'm talking about the kind of job that's a ticket to the middle class, not the part-time, low-wage jobs that Don McGuinty is boasting about. So let me tell you how we're going to do that. It's in our plan called Changebook that you can get through Jeff Janicek or changebook.ca. But here's the 5 points. 1, we're going to lower taxes on businesses down to 10% for job creators. That will encourage businesses to find Ontario the best place to expand their company or start up a new business and create jobs. 2, we're going to reduce this regulatory burden, get this drain, this swamp of red tape that bogs businesses down, large and small, whenever they want to get something done. We'll set a target of a 30% reduction in the regulatory burden to help free up businesses' time to focus on job creation, not useless paperwork. I'll tell you, if my cabinet doesn't reduce by at least 30%, I'll cut their pay. I'll cut my pay as premier as well. 3rd point, energy will be about reliability and affordability, not an expensive social program. No more 80 cent power. Energy will use as an economic lever, make it about affordability so families can pay the bills and businesses will have the confidence to hire. 4th, we're going to bring in tax reductions targeted at middle-class families and seniors to give them the confidence to spend. One of the reasons why Ontario is the back of the pack when it comes to job creation is because people don't have as much money in their pockets. They're not up to spending like they would be if their hydro bill hadn't gone through the roof, they hadn't hit the HST tax grab or the eco-taxes. Our tax relief package works out about an average of $1,000 for a typical middle-class family. We'll encourage folks to spend again in Mississauga and create jobs. And 5th and finally, creating more skilled trades positions, particularly in construction, by modernizing our apprenticeship system. In fact, Jeff Janicek and that will create 200,000 more skilled trade positions. We'll do this by moving to a one-to-one journeyman to apprenticeship ratio. We'll match up through the colleges young apprentices with good jobs in the workplace. I just get frustrated every time I talk to a young man, a young woman who wants to be a carpenter, a plumber, a welder, an electrician, and they can't find a spot. They can't get their ticket, and they end up heading out to Saskatchewan and Alberta. I want them running their business. I want them starting a good job here in the province of Ontario. That's why our five-point plan will do just that to make Ontario the best place in all of Canada to get a good job.
That is Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. We have Jeff Janosik on the line, our Ontario PC Party candidate for Mississauga South. Jeff, you're out knocking on doors. You hear about these issues. Other than, you know, you said very clearly that the power plan, if you were elected, would have been canceled a long time ago and would still be canceled. What other issues are people talking to you about as a priority for this provincial election?
Jeff, the family budget is such a big issue as I go door to door. You know, people say in adult McGuinty, the cost of living has gotten so darn expensive. You know, there's been one new tax after another. Hydro prices are going up and up. And, you know, sadly, there's not a day that goes by that I don't meet someone at the door who tell me, you know, I've lived in my home for 50 years, and I don't think I can afford to stay any longer because between Dalton McGuinty's HST, his health premium, and the skyrocketing hydro bills, I think I'm going to be forced to move. And so what we need to do is to make sure that we protect the family budget. We make life more affordable again, and just what we can't afford is four more years of the same.
That is Jeff Janosik, the candidate for Mississauga South, on the line today with Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. Star 3, if you want to throw out a question to either of these gentlemen. Graham is on the line with a question about health care. Graham, welcome to our telephone town hall.
Great, thanks very much.
Graham, what's your question?
So, we all know that 52% of the overall budget is going to the health care system right now. Great way to start saving on expenses and taxes to figure out how we can reduce the unnecessary waste. Liberals have had a series of failures with one of the eHealth large projects that's been well noted in the papers. It's also created a huge bureaucratic administrative group called the Local Health Integration Networks, which seem to have no real authority in the healthcare system at all, and spending millions of dollars on this bureaucratic layer. So what's the PC Party's plan with sort of reducing the unnecessary spending in the healthcare space, with the local health integration networks, e-health debacle that's going on, and so we can reduce unnecessary spending to provide better health care to all the people in Ontario?
Okay, I'm going to throw that to Tim Hudak, the leader of the Ontario PC Party. Tim, what are you going to do to make health care better, reduce the unnecessary part of that spending, or is all of it necessary? I don't understand. Tim?
Well, every dollar that is wasted is money that could have gone to help cancer patients, it could have gone to recruit more doctors, help hire more nurses in our hospitals. But we saw Dalton McGuinty blow $1 billion in that e-health scandal. $1 billion! So much that went in the pockets of liberal-friendly consultants also who were charging the taxpayer $2,000 a day. And then had the gall to bill you for their chocobite snacks and their tea on top of that. Another big area waste are these regional health bureaucracies called the LHINs. These are so-called local health integration networks. To date, these LHINs, which are basically no more than a bloated layer of middle management that gets between the Ministry of Health and doctors and nurses and the patients they're trying to care for. $300 million. And these are folks who don't spend a single minute with patients. They don't do any surgeries. They don't even plug in an MRI. That's why, as Premier, I will close the doors on those LHINs and put every penny into patient care instead. So, Chad, we will go through the system with fine-tooth comb to get out the waste, to say no to the consultants who are living a limousine lifestyle on the backs of taxpayers, and they should put every penny into patient care instead.
But, Tim, what about those folks who say, I worry whenever I hear a conservative talking about cutting waste in healthcare, because I'm scared that what they think is waste makes me sit in an ER room and wait 4 hours longer?
Well, I mean, look at the examples of waste that I just mentioned. The e-health boondoggle. And let's make matters worse. Let's not forget, the McGuinty liberals then wanted to give the e-health bureaucrats a merit pay bonus of 10%. These are the folks who brought us some of the biggest scandals in memory, and they're getting merit pay bonuses. We've seen time and time again consultants with liberal connections who've been lining their pockets. We saw $10,000 that was supposed to go to cancer patients wasted in some lavish picnic for the bureaucrats and the consultants, and $75 cupcakes. Debbie and I came to Toronto for a vacation. We could go online and see the ratings for every restaurant, for every hotel. We have nothing like that in our healthcare system. So how about this for an idea? Let's actually put online some rigorous standards and results for patient care. How are you treated from the moment you enter the doors to the moment that you went home? Where did you have the best quality surgeries? And if my mom is getting her knees done, I'd like her to know where in the province she can get the best outcome, the best results, and be treated very well, including her rehab. So we'll do that. We'll put that online so patients know, and we'll tie CEO pay to those results and hold them accountable. That will get the waste out of the system. We'll put the patient at the center of the healthcare system instead of fancy bureaucrats and consultants. That will make a big difference for patient care in our province and take the money out of waste.
That's Tim Hudak, the leader of the Ontario PC Party, taking your calls this afternoon. *3 if you want to throw out a question to Tim Hudak. We also got on the line the local candidate on the ballot, Jeff Janicek. Jeff, when you're talking to seniors, when you're talking to folks like our moms and dads, what are their worries about the healthcare system, about long-term care, about home care, are you guys going to do anything about that?
Absolutely, Chad. You know, my parents are aging. I can tell you about a couple months ago, my father-in-law had a fall. We took him to the Trillium Hospital, and we waited for over 12 hours to see a doctor. And so people in our community, my family included, are concerned about healthcare. It's important that we get that waste out of there so that it can actually go to frontline care. It's also important that we care for seniors as they age. That's why we're going to create an extra 5,000 long-term care beds so that as seniors age, they have a place that they can stay and allow people to stay in their homes longer if they like with greater choice in home care. So it's absolutely, it's a top, you know, it's a high issue I hear at the doors from people that they really care about health care. It's important to my family. It's important to Mrs. Liza's health family that Tim Hudak government will improve it.
That is Jeff Janicek, the candidate for Mississauga South, on the phone today with Tim Hudak, the leader of the Ontario PC Party. Both gentlemen taking your telephone calls, *3 to ask them a question. They may not have a chance in the 12 days left in this Ontario provincial election to hit your doorstep if they missed you already, if you weren't home. So they're making themselves available this afternoon to take your questions. *3 on your telephone handset to get on this telephone town hall now. We've got Dorothy on the line, and Dorothy, I believe you've been on other calls today with people talking about all this power plant madness. Dorothy, welcome to our telephone town hall. What's your question for Jeff and Tim?
Yes, hi, I'm Dorothy Tomiak. I'm with the Mississauga Residents Association Network. I met Jeff the other night at the All Candidates meeting we held in Ward 1, and there'll be two more. I was at the announcement this morning by four Liberal candidates who made the promise to cancel the plant if the Liberal government is returned. Obviously, as a nonpartisan citizen who's trying to update a website here, I would like to know, and I'm sorry if this is a repeat question because I've been on the other call, but what is the position of the PC Party on these power plants placed in neighborhoods, and are you willing to indicate that certainly the Sherway plant will be canceled if you are brought to government?
I'm going to go to Jeff Janicek, first candidate for Mississauga South. Jeff, no political wiggle room here. Yes or no, what's your exact plan if you're elected as it comes to the Sherway power plant?
Dorothy, absolutely. Tim Hudak, Ontario PC government, will stop this plant and end it. There's no way that this plant should have ever been in our community. The Dalton McGuinty Liberals have been planning this plant for 6 years, and just 12 days before an election, they make a promise to cancel a half-built plant. Nobody takes the Dalton McGuinty Liberals at their word. Tim Hudak, Ontario PC government, will end this plant once and for all.
We've got the leader of the party, Tim Hudak, on the line as well. Tim, what do you say? You know, Dorothy's working hard for her community. She wants to know where people stand. What do you say about what she's gone through in recent weeks and the announcement made today?
Well, I think I'd say to Dorothy, be very careful about trusting a Dalton McGuinty promise. I mean, this is a guy who has a well-won reputation for making all kinds of promises before an election and then breaking them once elected. Not too far from Mississauga, he promised families in Brampton that he wouldn't close down the Peel Memorial Hospital. One of the first things he did, he closed down the Peel Memorial Hospital. We have an entirely different plan. Our plan is to work with willing host communities in setting these projects. And that's what we talk about when we convert from coal to move natural gas to the Nanticoke site. It's a willing host community. It already has the transmission in place. That's a project that makes a lot more sense than Dalton McGuinty's plans to put it in Mississauga or Oakville. The other open question today is now they're going to move it. So they're going to move it somewhere else in Mississauga,
Steve Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party, on with Jeff Janicek, the Mississauga South candidate for the Ontario PC Party. We're taking calls star 3 to get people on the line, star 3 to bring folks on the line in this telephone town hall this afternoon. Andrea has a question about debt. Andrea, welcome to our telephone town hall. What would you like to ask Jeff and Tim?
Yes, I'd like to know what their position is on reducing the debt. I'm very concerned with the debt that Dalton McGuinty has put us into, and I'm not sure that many of the people that are going to be voting are aware of how much debt we have been put in. The advertising through television, anything I've seen has not addressed this. How do you feel about the debt, and do you not feel that, you know, especially with things happening in Greece, that this should be advertised and the public should realize the debt we've been put in? As well as the interest, you know, the interest that's being wasted with these debts could pay for so many more services if we didn't have the debt.
I hear you loud and clear. I'm going to go to Tim Hudak first. Tim, what do you say? What is the deal with debt, and what are you going to do about it?
I got to stop this McGuinty floodgate of spending that is piling up more debt on the backs of our kids and our grandkids. And my daughter Miller will be turning 4 in a couple of weeks. And in her 4 short years on this planet, Dalton McGuinty has put $7,000 of debt on her back. And that means she'll have to pay that back through reduced services, higher taxes down the road, and let's not even forget about the debt interest that'll have to pay. That's wrong. We need a change in government that will focus on setting priorities and balance the books. So that's why Jeff Janicek and our change book plan that will focus on health and education. In those areas, spending will increase. It's the right thing to do. But everywhere else, we'll need to find 2 cents on the dollar for every dollar we spend until we balance the books. We just can't continue on this path of forfeiting the future of our kids and grandkids because they couldn't make decisions today. So I'll tell you where we'll start to, Andrea. We have 630 different agencies, boards, and commissions in our province. 630. I mean, basically, my little girl Miller, you know those fridge magnets that you probably have at home if you have kids or grandkids? She can take any of those fridge magnets, the letters on them, and put them in any order she wants to, and she'll come up with some government agency that you've never heard of, but you're paying millions and millions and millions a year to sustain. You put an E in front of it, and McGuinty liberals are up into the billions. So Jeff and I will go through every one of those agencies, boards, and commissions with a very simple test. If it works, you keep it. If it's broken, then fix it. But if it can no longer justify the value to the families who pay the bills, you shut it down and help balance the books.
That is Tim Hudak, leader of the Ontario PC Party. I want to get one last quick question in from Jill. Jill has a question about kindergarten. Jill, welcome to our telephone town hall. What would you like to ask Jeff Janicek and Tim Hudak?
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you will keep the system of the all-day junior, senior kindergarten, or you'll rearrange it somehow. What are your plans for that situation?
Okay, I'm going to go to Tim Hudak. Tim, all-day kindergarten, are you for or against it?
In our change book plan, we'll ensure that full-day kindergarten is available to all parents by 2014. You know, don't begin to... brought in full-day kindergarten, but had two things. No plan to pay for it. And secondly, has created have and have not schools. That means in some communities, your son or daughter could get full-day kindergarten. Other communities, just down the street, they can't. I think that's wrong. And that's why our plan will make sure it's available to every parent across the province by 2014.
Jeff Janicek, you're the candidate for Mississauga South. You're knocking on doors. We've got 12 days to go in this provincial election. What do you want to say to the... more than 10,000 of your friends and neighbors who dialed in this afternoon. What do you want to say to them 12 days out from an election?
Well, appreciate everyone taking time out of their busy schedules to participate in the town hall this afternoon. And, you know, the discussion we have here this afternoon is just like countless conversations I've had at the doors with Mississauga South residents over the past several months as we've been out there knocking on doors. And it's clear that, you know, people in Mississauga South are tired of the McGuinty Liberals, and they want change. We just need to get the family budget. We need to protect the family budget, you know, bring down those taxes, stop all the hydro increases, and make life more affordable. So I look forward in chatting with the folks on the line in person as we continue going out, knocking on doors every day. And if you'd like to come by our campaign office to say hello, we're down at 42 Port Street East, which is just one street south of Lakeshore at Highway 10, or they can take a look at our website, which is jeffjanicek.ca.
That is Jeff Janicek. Jeff, thank you so much for hosting this town hall today. I want to go to Tim Hudak. Tim, you're running for the biggest job in the province, Premier. You're traveling around in your change bus. Thank you so for taking time off the provincial campaign trail to answer questions for the good folks in Mississauga today. What do you want to say? What's at stake? Why do people have to get out and vote in this election?
Well, we can't afford four more years of Dalton McGuinty. I mean, he's driven up your hydro bills through the roof. Brought in tax increase after tax increase, including the HST on the basics, and just can't be trusted to make good on promises like his back and forth over power plants in Mississauga and Oakville. I mean, who knows where they're going to put the next power plants. We need change that will focus on giving families relief. That's why in Change Book, Jeff Janicek and I will take the HST off heat, take it off hydro, and bring in an income tax cut targeted middle-class families. Change that will get focused on private sector job creation, making Ontario the best place to find a good job, the kind of job you can raise a family with and build a home with, not the part-time, low-wage jobs that Dalton McGuinty's trying to boast about. And change that will stand up for the values that we all believe in, and making sure we don't live beyond our means, balancing the books. Change to stand up for public safety, and that's why Jeff Janicek and I will make sure that the sex offender registry is made public so moms and dads will know if there's a child predator living in their neighborhood. And Dalton McGuinty seems to believe that the right to privacy of child predators trumps public safety. I disagree. I'll stand up for public safety for our kids each and every time. And Jeff and I will stand against Dalton McGuinty's ideas like this $10,000 affirmative action grant that will pay people $10,000 to find a job based on how long they lived in Ontario. I think that's wrong. As Ontarians, as Canadians, we believe in equal treatment for everyone. We all get a fair shot at a job based on your experience, your skill, not based on how long you've lived in the province. So, Jeff, that's the kind of change we want to bring to Ontario. Change to make Ontario a leader again. If you want to see that kind of change, I ask you to support Jeff Janicek. He will make an outstanding MPP for Mississauga South. Friends, thanks, and thanks for the outstanding questions today.
That is Tim Hudak on the line today, the leader of the Ontario PC Party, with Jeff Janicek, the candidate for Mississauga South. We are 12 days away from a provincial election in Ontario. Advance polls are open, or you can go to the returning office and use something called the special ballot for the first time ever. We asked at the start of our call whether or not you believed Dalton McGuinty was going to keep his promise to close this power plant. 77% of you indicated that you did not believe he was going to keep that promise. Jeff and Tim talked clearly today about the PC Party's longstanding commitment that this power plant should have never proceeded, much less the promise made today, desperately days before an election, to potentially cancel it. We thank you so much for taking the time today. If you've got any questions for Jeff Janicek, for Tim Hudak, requests for information, or further follow-up, you can stay on the line and leave a message. In just a few seconds, you'll be able to stay on the line, leave a message, and someone will follow up with you very shortly, get back to you either from the Jeff Janicek campaign or from Tim Hudak's campaign headquarters. It is it's great that you were able to spend the time with us on a busy Saturday afternoon. We had close to 11,000 folks from in and around Mississauga who joined us in this telephone town hall. On behalf of Tim Hudak, the leader of the Ontario PC Party, on behalf of Jeff Janicek, the candidate for Mississauga South, thank you so much for spending the time with us this afternoon. Have a lovely day.
The teleforum has ended.
Thank you for taking part in our telephone town hall meeting. If you still have questions, just stay on the line and leave a message. Someone from our office will get back to you shortly. Thank you. Dalton McGuinty Liberals have been planning a power plant in East Mississauga for 6 years. And just 12 days before an election, they want us to believe that they are moving this half-built plant. Don't be fooled. This promise won't last. If we let Dalton McGuinty and Charles Souza trick you into voting for them, construction workers will be right back to work on this half-built power plant the day after the election. The only way to guarantee this power plant does not get built is to elect a Tim Hudak Ontario PC government. A Tim Hudak Ontario PC government will stop this plant once and for all. On October 6th, help me and the Ontario PC Party shut down the Sherway plant for good. For more information on how you can help shut down this power plant once and for all, please contact the Jeff Janicek campaign headquarters at 905-990-2746 or visit jeffjanicek.ca.
Hi, Don. It's Jan calling from Pet Patrol. I am so sorry